Parshas Korach. It's the end of the parsha, Perakit Ches Pasuk Chav Aleph through Chav Dalet, the Chiyuv of Meiser Rishon specifically is brought about. Bnei Levi Hinei Nasati Ko Meiser BeYisrael Onachala Chelef Avodasa Masher Heim Ovdim as Avodas Oal Moed. Bnei Levi gets Meiser BeYisrael as a Nachala in place of their Avoda, and Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel discuss that Chelef Avodasam, and Chav Dalet is a very seemingly repetitive Pasuk. Kies Maaser Bnei Yisrael Asher Yarimu La Hashem Truma Nasati La Levim La Nachala. Very similar to Chav Aleph, which was Levnei Levi, Hinei Nasati Kol Meiser BeYisrael Nachla. Chav Dalet, Ki Es Maaser Bnei Yisrael Shirimu LaHashem Truma Nasati LaLevim Nachla. Al Ken Amarti Lehem B'Torah Bnei Yisrael Lein Chulu Nachla. This is the Nachla. Okay. So, in Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Shin Tzadi Hei, and in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin, they learn from these psukim the Mitzvah of Meiser Rishon. Mitzvah of giving Meiser to a lady. Loshon the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, a mitzvah kuf chav zayin, hi shetzivonu, this is the first page there, hi shetzivonu lohotzi a Meiser mitzemach ha'aretz, v'hu amru yisale, ki es Maaser b'nei Yisrael shirimu l'Hashem truma, which is the second pasuk. He also quotes him, b'chukosei v'chol Meiser ha'aretz l'Hashem hu. Barbir ha'kosov, she Meiser hazel al-viyah. Okay. So the chinuch is the same. The chinuch quotes the same two psukim. Now you have the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Halacha Beis of Hilchos Maaseros describes a little bit about the mitzvah. Okay. Acha Shemafrishin. Just one second. The beginning of the. You see in the top when he lists the mitzvahs for Hilchos Meiser, he says mitzvah ase achas v'hi lahafrish Meiser Rishon v'chol shona v'shona mishnei hazriya v'litnu l'alaviyim. Mentions lahafrish and litain. Mentions both concepts of hafrosha and the scene that we'll see about that as we go along. You can share with Moshe. And halacha aleph achas shemafrish and truma gedola mafrish. Mafresh echa me'asara min hanishar, the remaining 1/10. V'zehu anikar ma'aser rishon. Uvo ne'emar ki es ma'aser b'nei Yisrael shirimu la'Hashem. Again, that's pasuk chav dalet. That's the second pasuk. V'ma'aser hazeh la'leviim, zecharim v'nekevos. You can be mekayim nesinas ma'aser rishon to nekevos leviim as well. Shene'emar, luvnei levi hinei nasati kol ma'aser b'Yisrael nachlo. And that pasuk is pasuk chav aleph, which we said seems very similar to pasuk chav dalet. So again, the order is he quotes Chav Dalet, then Chav Aleph. And what's going on here? In other words, I don't understand why is he bringing Pasuk Chav Aleph, which is seemingly the same as Pasuk Chav Dalet, as a Raya, and what's he bringing the Raya for?
Maybe the Mishnah brings it like that.
There's no Mishnah. No Mishnah says this. So, what's the proof? If the proof in the second part of the Rambam is that the mitzvah is to give it to the Leviim. So the first pasuk also says the lashon of the first pasuk not the first pasuk. If the raya of the end of the Rambam of Hamaiser Azel LaLeviim Zacharim VeNekevos Shenemar, if here he mentions Nesina Leviim, the beginning he didn't mention Nesina Leviim. So that's what he's bringing the pasuk for raya for. The first pasuk also says Ki Es Maaser B'nei Yisrael Shirimu LaHashem Truma Nasati LaLeviim. So, how is this pasuk any more of a raya from the Sina than the other one? They both mention the Sila Leviim. And if the pasuk is, if he's bringing the pasuk as a raya for that you can give it to Nekevos like Zacharim, where do you see anywhere in the pasuk a raya for Nekevos like Zacharim? And there's nothing more in this pasuk than the other pasuk. So then I saw that the Shach in Yoredeya Shin Lamed Aleph. Shin Lamed Aleph is where the long simon and Shulchan Aruch, where he discusses all of the dinim of Trumas and Maestros. The Shach there is mashma from the Shach that he's being that he really just quotes the Rambam, but it's mashma that he's learning that bonos the tie is that you give to the Kevos. And lechora the idea is that the lashon of Ulvnei Levi, which it says only in this pasuk, that he quotes is of Bnei Levi Nenasati, and doesn't have a lashon of Bnei Levi in the first pasuk that the Rambam quotes. So maybe the Shach is learning that Bonus is Bechlal Bonim, and that's the chiv to give it to Nekevas. And in Shuvas Beis Yitzchak in Simon is in Evan Ezer, Chelik Aleph Simon Samech Vav, he has a Shuvah there discussing if Bonus are really Bechlal Bonim in Lashon HaTorah, and he brings the Shach as a Raya that Bonus are Bechlal Bonim, and he says that's Tamua, because he says that that's not what the Rambam wants. The Rambam really quotes this pasuk as a raya for Nistina Lalavim. He learned the other way. That's a raya for Nistina Lalavim. Again, why he has to quote both pasukim, we don't know. And the makor that you give Mikhaim Maisarishon to as Nistina Lalavim, as you can Mikhaim Maisarishon by giving to Nekevus as well, that there's other makoros for as always look to Beis Yitzchak. You look in Derech Amunah of Chaim Kanievsky, he learns that it's he learns like the Shach, that the makor here is the reason Rambam bringing the pasuk is a makor to give that you can give Maaser Rishon to Nekevus, and he says because at the end of the parsha, right after the end of the pesukim after Trumas Maaser is discussed, then the pesukim say. So, Beso Zu Ish, though, like it says all over Shas. So, who didn't call Nekevus? And that's after Meiser, after the Levi's Mafresh Trumas Meiser. So then the Meiser Rishon's Mutar Be'achila. So that's for Chol Beso. So again, it's Lachor, it's Dochek. Ram doesn't bring that pasuk here. He also says there. This is in Derech Amunah. Over here. And this Hilchos Maaser, he also says different pshat in his Be'er Halacha there, that since by Truma the pasuk says Mefurish you give to Banos, and the Gemara Banos says that Maaser is not any worse than Truma, so also so that's a Makor that you give to Banos as well. And again, that's somehow pulled out from this pasuk. So it's an issue if the Rambam here is trying to bring a Raya for Nesina and the Kavis or Nesina for Levium. Okay. Now, Halacha Beis, Maaser Rishon Mutar Be'achila LeYisrael, anybody can eat the Maaser Rishon. Mutli Ochlo Betuma, She'em Bo Kedusha Klal. The Chol Makom Shnemar B'Maiser Kadosh O Pidiyah, whenever you find in Lashon of Psukim, Lashon of Kedusha or Pidyon, Eino Ela Maiser Sheni. We're talking about Maiser Sheni, because Maiser Rishon has no one of Kedusha or Pidyon. Only Maiser Sheni. From this Rambam is going to be a kasha, though, on the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs that we started off with and the Sefer Achinuch. Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs quoted two psukim as the mitzvahs for Maaser Rishon. The second pasuk he quoted was in the end of Bichakosai. In Bichakosai, Perachav Zayin, pasuk Lamed, V'chol Masar Ha'aretz Mizera Ha'aretz Mipri Ha'etz LaHashem Hu Kodesh LaHashem. He says Kodesh, and Rambam brings this pasuk and the Chinuch as well as a makor for Maaser Rishon. And Rambam here in Halacha Beis says wherever it says Kodesh or Pidyon by Maaser, it's referring to Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Rishon is Chulin Gemurim. Rashi Al Torah over here says the Maaser Sheni comes from Medaber. Rashi learns the pasuk about Maaser Sheni. The Ramban also in Shorish Yud Beis, in the Hakdama, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Hakdama, but in Shorashim, the Ramban in Shorish Yud Beis, I don't have this printed out here, but his Lashon, he also, in the Dibur Maskal, V'lo Huchshir Be'inai, says, Sha'kosuv hazeb ma'aser sheni hu miyuchod. He quotes the Rambam here in Kuf Chav Zayin, says it's wrong, and says, Sha'kosuv hazeb ma'aser sheni hu miyuchod. Me'omro, but the Pasuk says, La'shem hu, Kodesh La'shem. And then he quotes the second Pasuk, of V'omar V'chi, if you want to do pidgin, then you're Mosif Chomesh. There's no inyan of pidgin. Second part of the Rambam here as well. You don't say pidgin by pidgin's only by Maaser Sheni. How could Rambam say he's talking of these psukim are talking about Maaser Rishon? So Rambam's kasha on the Rambam. So some people say the Megillas Esther, I believe, says the Rambam was Choser. Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs and the Hanami held that psukim of Chokosai was talking about Maaser Rishon. But he's Choser like the Ramban, like Rashi and Maaser Sheni, Haraya, that in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph here, when he quotes the mitzvah of Maaser Rishon, he doesn't
quote an iota of the Pesukim in Mechukosai. He only quotes the Pesukim in Parshas Korach. So l'chora he was chozer. The Mishnah Melech in the Sefer Derech Mitzvosecha, the end of the Sefer Mitzvos, brings a raya, another raya that Rambam was chozer. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, after the two dots, he says V'achakach Mafrish Min Ashar Echem Min Asara V'zeu Nikar Meiser Rishon V'nuch Nol Levi V'alzen Nemar B'Torah Ki Es Meiser B'nei Yisrael. So that's the pasuk in Korach. V'nemar, and also says L'bnei Levi Nei Nasati. He quotes our two pasuk in pasuk of Aleph Chof Dalet. The end of the Rambam, I didn't print out, but it's just the end of the pasuk. He doesn't quote B'chukosai. So the fact that Rambam and Yah doesn't quote B'chukosai is mashma that he was chozer and held like Rashi, like the Ramban, that the Pesukim and Bechukos are talking about Meister Sheni, not Meister Rishon.
Did he wrote the other Pesukim afterwards?
Kind of it. I think so.
Well, it would be a problem if he didn't.
Yes. However, it's not so Pasha, because in Meister, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, he uses the Pesukim Chukosai Legabe Maisa Rishon. Halacha Gimel and Perek Beis, Peru She'enon Ru'uyas La'achila B'Katnon, when they're still small, Kigon Haboser V'Chayotibo, Enon Chayovin B'Masros, Ad She'yagdilu V'yasu Ochel. Until it becomes a full priest, Nemar Mizera Ha'aretz Mipri Ha'etz. That's the drush of Ad She'yeh Pri. Where's that pasuk? You see on the side of the Franco, but you have the pasuk in front of you. This is the pasuk in Mechukosai. The Chol Masar Aretz Mizera Ha'aretz Mipri Ha'etz. So he's darshaning this as a miut that Bosar is not Chayv and Maestros. He's using the pasuk in Mechukosai for Maestro Rishon. This is Hilchos Maestro Perik Beis. We're talking about Maestro Rishon here. The Choretz is Thira in the Rambam. Tzarechim. Now, to yeah.
They don't have the same dinim.
As Meister Sheni, no. That's the context here. You have to go through all Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, but that's what's going on here.
Are there fruits that are like Chayav in one, not the other?
Could be. To know what's Chayav in Trumas and Maestros is a big, big ASEC. But Trumas and Maestros often, overlap. Meister Sheni, I think, has a little bit of different dinim. But looking back at this one in Matnas Aniyim, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, before we can go back to the diuk that we were talking about over how to read that original Rambam about why he brings it to Pesukim. It's meduyuk here. He says, V'achakach mafrish min ashar echa min asara, v'zehu anikar meiser rishon, v'nos no levi. So he tells you you're mafrish it, and then you give it to the levi. And then he quotes the Pesukim, V'alzat ne'mar b'torah ki es meiser b'nei Yisrael, v'ne'mar l'bnei levi hinei nasati. So the fact that he quotes both Pesukim and Korach by this halacha, in this halacha there's no mention about Zachar and Vindicavus. It's mashma that both Pesukim are talking about the context of Hafrasha and Nesina. After you can say, even though the Pesukim are very similar in the Torah, maybe the Rambam saw from somewhere, maybe there's some Perusha Makubal, that one Pesuk is talking about Hafrasha, another Pesuk is talking about Nesina. But the way that this Rambam in the Matnas Aniyim is set up, we arrive to the Beis Yitzchak, not like the Shach, in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, over why the Rambam brought that second Pesuk, of L'vnei Levi. Was he bringing as a raya that you can give Maaser Rishon to Nekevus? Or was it a raya that there's the Nesina Lelevium? L'chora, it's the second way, like the Beis Yitzchak, the Nesina Lelevium. From this Rambam Matnas Aniyim, it sounds like he brings both Pesukim in the context of general Hafrasha and general Nesina Lelevium. And since he brings both Pesukim here, L'chora, that's what he's doing in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Maaser as well. Nothing to do with Nekevus, just the dinim of Hafrasha and Nesina. Now, why you need both Pesukim? Where the diuk is, Tzarechian, but that's what he's doing. That's why I quote Loshnam, Hinei Nasati, that as a riot, that there's a mitzvah Nesina Leviyam. Now, even though there's two separate inyanim of Hafrash and Nesina, in the Rambam it's all one mitzvah. There's two aspects to the mitzvah, like he says in the beginning of Hilchos Maaser, mitzvah asay achas, v'hila hafrish maaser rishon b'chol shana v'shana mishnei hazriya, v'litno l'leviyam. Two aspects to one mitzvah. And this the Rambam spells out in Shorash Yud Beis. The Rambam in Shorash Yud Beis, the Shorash is about that one mitzvah which has many parts to it is only counted once. So when it comes to certain parts of Korbanos or Beis HaMikdash, even though there's many aspects of Zrika, Shechita, it's all one mitzvah, all one mitzvah. So too, the Rambam says, Hafrosha, Nesina, it's all one mitzvah. The Rambam, Shorosh Yud Beis, is Cholik.
I don't think I printed out the whole
Ramban here. I'll read it to you. V'chein hadin, this is, I don't think you have this part printed out, I'm not sure. V'chein hadin hasheni sheyigzor harav limnos ma shelokeach hakoin chelek min ha-mitzvah einenu din shovel li bekulon, aval yesh ben chiluk. So the Ramban says, ki bedvarim ha-tovlim, anything which has tevel associated with it, hin shtei mitzvahs bevadei. There's two separate mitzvahs. V'hamashol bazeh ha-chala, so we're going to intertwine parshas shlach as well here, and truma and chala and maestros. Shekol ha'isa asura aleinu ad shenafresh osa. The whole isa is osur until your mafresh chala. V'nitznavinu ba mitzvah nifredes shenemar chalot tarimu truma. There's a mitzvah of being mafresh to truma. But v'shelo yale b'libeinu, we shouldn't think shenari mosa lehotzi ha'isa me iser. That we shouldn't think that once you're motzi the isa from iser, v'nazvena, let's let it go. O nashlech osa be'etz, throw the chala in fire. Siva osanu yis alib and nesinosa. There's a separate mitzvah of nesina chalal lekoin. Shnemar may reishis arisos sechem tenu lashem truma. Says v'chein tzavinu b'nesinas hatruma reishis degoncha tiroshcha v'yitzaracha titen lo. Tzavinu tchila b'hara maslam in hamitzvah haba b'chala, and then the nesina. So he says there are two different mitzvahs, and I printed out the part where he says it by Meiser.
The coin only have a mitzvah of hafrasha?
The coin himself only has a mitzvah of hafrasha. And I saw machlokas if he has an inyan to be mafresh by ayin yofa. It makes sense, there should be no inyan by ayin yofa, but chos nisha shal mazam and say ayin yofa. Din hafrasha. So the Ramban says, v'chein hadin b'maiser. So when the Ramban quotes where these two mitzvahs from maiser are, listen to where he gets them from. So like you would want it to be like one from the first pasuk in Korach, one from the second pasuk. If you're saying one's from Afrasha, one's from Nesina, he doesn't quote either. In the printed part, this is over here in the left column of the Shoresh Yud Beis, around the middle of the Amud, says V'chein Nimne V'chein Hadin B'Maiser, about 2/3 of the way down. V'chein Hadin B'Maiser Nimna Hafrashoso mitzvah mi pasuk aser ta aser is called dvoras doracha. Again, dvorim. Uva perisha mekubel b'shnei maestros akasim medaber v'chule. So skip a little bit. That's the hafrasha. And he said, which is mentioned in Korach, ha'omur bo l'bnei Levi ne'asati is called maester b'yisrael nachala. And he says you also get maester sheni from the pasuk of aser ta aser. And then afterward, he says, "V'tziva b'nisinoso v'nasata la'levi la'ger la'yasum v'la'mona." That's in Parshas Kisavo. U'perusho sh'yitein la'levi chelko loni chelko. So Ramban says the two mitzvahs of Nesina and Hafrasha, Hafrasha and Nesina, of Maaser comes from Dvarim. Neither comes from Korah. Again, in Derech Mitzvasecha, the Mishnah Melech, on the back of the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says the Ramban didn't want to get from the Pesukim of Korach, like the Rambam and the Chinuch gather from, because there's no Lashon Tzivoy. Our Pesukim, you say, L'vnei Levi hinei nasati ko maiser b'Yisrael anachala. Or, ki es maiser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem truma nasati l'alevim anachala. Adrabba, to Kashan the Rambam, why he's bringing these Pesukim as Makoros for a Tzivoy of Nesina together with Hafrasha for Maiser Rishon. Okay, now, to discuss a little bit the Ramban's inyan of, yes?
The Ramban says that there's only a mitzvah.
Hafrasha and Nesina, both aspects. They
are aspects, but the mitzvah is as Hafrasha.
He's the Lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Maaser is mitzvah ase achas vi lahafrish maaser v'chuli v'litno l'alevim. In Shoresh Yud Beis, the emphasis seems to be on the Nesina. And I saw
Ramban says that there are two separate
mitzvahs.
Maybe the Rambam agrees and says that they're two separate.
And Minyan, he only has one.
However, in Minyan, he only has one. But we know that, I don't exactly know how to apply it, how he counts his stuff, but there's, you can't do the scene of one until there's a frustration.
So you're asking basically what the Nafkamina is, that it's... Yes. So you're saying it could be it's a mitzvah to do both, which he says, but just it's not in the minyan. But so the Nafkamina will be as follows. To focus on these two different mitzvahs. So the main... way that it's used is to discuss the shear of Hafrasha and the shear of Nesina. We know in Kiddushin and Ches, we just learned now, Shmuel says, Chita Achas Pateres HaSakri, which is used for Truma and Chala and Maestras, that one Chita, any little Kol Shehu, will pater from Tevel. What about Nesina? What's the shear for Nesina? And does it make a difference in the world of the Ramban or the Rambam? So even though the Ramban didn't say it, the Ramban just mentions the two separate mitzvahs, he doesn't talk about the shear, but early Achronim suggest in the Ramban that he holds that there will be a separate shear for Hafrasha and Nesina, which we're going to see now in Rishonim and Achronim, and they, even though the Ramban doesn't say it, they say it in the Ramban as well. For Nesina, you need Davar Chashuv. I don't want to focus on how much that is, because every different Rishon, every Achron has a different how much it is, whether it's Kezayas, a Kebeya, for Challah, 1/24th, we'll see in a second, could be as a shear, the Raisa for Nesina. For Truma, could be 1/50th as a shear. But the Nekuda is a Nesina Chashuva, which is more than a Chita Achas, is what's required for Nesina. So Hafrash and Nesina are two separate mitzvahs, and they have two different shiurim to it. In the past, we discussed the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda, a famous Noda Behuda, is in Reish Aleph, in Yoredeya Tenina, Yoredeya Reish Aleph, he says, "V'raisi lomar davarshe lo amar shum posek me'olam." I want to say a chiddush no one said before, and that is that challah is one mitzvah with two inyanim. Okay, and he goes on to explain how Hafrasha and Nesina are two separate inyanim, and a chevel of achronim say, "What do you mean lo kinmini shum posek me'olam?" Mishnah Melech, Tosfos Rid, they even quote the Ramban that you can mechalik between Hafrash and Nesina. The way that the Nabi Huda says it lahalacha is that while the Hafrash mitzvah Hafrasha is chita achas, so for Nesina, you can look at Rashi and Parshas Shlach. You see, there's Rashi's that are sosra zu at zu. One Rashi's mashma that for achala the Hafrasha is bekol shehu, and one Rashi's mashma the raisa. There's a shear of 1/24th for Balabayas, 1/48th for a nachton. So he says that the shear in the Sina de Araisa is 1/24th, 1/48th of an Isaron, which would mean that 1/24th of an Isaron is what's going to be, meaning, so that much will be the shear de Araisa. But let's say you have Meya Sa'a, it's not that you're going to have 1/24th of what you have, it's just 1/24th of an Isaron. Isaron is the Shira Chashev, and 1/24th is the Shira of that. That's the Raisa. That which Chazal, this Dindar Abundan of 1/24th, 1/48th, is however big your Kri is, or however big your Isa is for Chala. If you have Meyasa, you'll have to do 1/24th of that. But the Dindar Raisa of 1/24th, then the Sina of is 1/24th of the Isaron, which is more than the Chita Achas. That's the Behuda. And he says, Lokin Mini Bezeh Be'olam. Mishnah Melech is in Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin of Manas Aniyim, has a long discussion about it, quote the Tosas Rid, because the Tosas Rid, in that aforementioned Gemara and Kiddushin and Ches Mubeis, he says, he asks, on the Gemara of Chita Achas Poteres HaSakri, he says, "Reisi makshim v'hatitein loksiv." It says by truma lashon nesina ubainan kedei nesina. V'neir li l'tareitz the bevadai mitzvah litein dover chashuv. It says v'chule. Avam mihu af al pisha mitzvah so bekach im eno rotsa l'kaye mitzvah zu v'toram chita achas mikol hakri nitgon v'yatzam midei tivlo. You fixed the kri from tevel. Ela shalokiyeh mitzvah nesina. You have to be mafresh on Shir Chashuva. If you chose not to,
you're misakin the kri, there's no more tevel, but you were mekayim mitzvahs nesina. So this is Tosfos Ridden, and Tosfos does not go like this. Tosfos in Gittin, the Chof Ma'alif, Tosfos in Psochem, a few places, says that the shear for he's discussing there about giving a get on something which has no worth to it, Asar B'Hanah. So in the context, he's talking about Lashon, it says Lashon Nesina by get. So Agav there, he mentions that by Truma, that the shear is Chita Achas Potersh Sakri, even though it says Titein Lo, it's still Chita Achas Potersh Sakri. So it's mashma that there's no chil between Afrosh and Nesina. The shear is kol shahu the whole way through, and titein lo is not going to mechayev in Nesina chashuva. Tosfos and Shabbos is not that way. Going to Shas, Mishnah Melech point out the stira, but Tosfos in most places goes not like this. Chilish Tosfos written to the Bihuda. Really, Afrosh and Nesina is all one din. Of 124th, you mean?
Yeah,
it's the Rabbanon. Anywhere you find 124th, it's the Rabbanon. This Chiddush of the 124th being the Raisa is going to be a Chiddush from the Nodi Bihuda, or they'll say it in the. I mean, Tosfos doesn't say the Shir by Chala.
Who took him for that? That it says by
Sar
and by
Arusefem
and Rosh.
Today, Arisa Seichem.
Today, Arisa Seichem, and then it says that's linked to right. The Omer, and the Omer is in Yisar.
Right.
It's
and that's for the shear of 124th?
It says the shear is.
Is that like Gabi Nesina?
Mishavayim.
Right. That's after the fact. It's Gemara in Erevin also. It could be that's an Asmachta. I have to look into that clearer.
Right, the Gemara in Erevin.
Yeah. It could be it's an Asmachta. Yeah, it could be an Asmachta. I have to look into it. Now. So for this Yesod, so the Achronim bring an interesting. There's a few rayas for this Yesod. The Achronim bring an interesting raya from Mishnah Bikurim. The second parak in Bikurim is discussing different attributes which exist by Truma and Meiser, not by Bikurim. Truma's Meiser. It's going to be comparing and contrasting what exists by them. So in Mishnah Gimel over there, it says Yesh b'Truma v'Meiser mashenkem b'Bikurim. Truma and Meiser have attributes that Bikurim doesn't have. Shehat Truma v'HaMeiser Osram es Hagoren. Before your Machar Truma and Meiser, the whole Kri is also to you. Doesn't apply by Bikurim. V'yesh lahem shir. And Truma Meiser have a shir. Masha'en came by Bikurim. So what does that mean? So the Rav over there says, Truma yeshir midrabanon. Echabashishim chamishim arboim. Bikurim ain't shir afilim midrabanon. Tosfos Yontiv jumps on the Rav and says, what are you talking about? We have Makoros and the Rambam and the Yishalmi that the shir for Bikurim is also echabashishim. The Gematri of Tena, Tes Nun Aleph, is 60. 160th. So, Lahore, what's the mission talking about? Truma Meiser has a shear, and Bikurim doesn't have a shear. So, a variety of pshatim. But one pshat is, look there in the Sefer Mishnah Rishona, he quotes this Mishnah Lamelech that's discussing the Tosfos Rid. And he says, I'll pee this Tosfos Rid, it's Musha. Truma Meiser have shear by Nesina, the shear of Nesina Chashuva. Bikurim, you give a kol shahu, doesn't say Lashon Nesina by Bikurim, so. Give a kol shehu to the kohen for Bikurim and your yotze. So this the raisa shear of Nesina by Maisras is helpful to understand this Mishnah Bikurim that Truma Maiser has a shear while Bikurim does not have a shear. You can say he's talking about the raisa level. You don't have to come on to different dechukim. The Tosfos Yontiv says Truma Maiser has a shear midrabanan which is an asmachta in the pasuk, but Bikurim's derabanan is not an asmachta in the pasuk. Lachor, this pshat is easier to say that Truma Meiser has a shear from the Sina Chashuva, like Tosfos Rid says, whereas Bikurim doesn't have any shear d'oraisa. They also done from Sugya and Chulin Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. So Shmuel says, Rav Shmuel Amri Tavayu Reishis Hageis Beshishim Truma Beshishim Peya Beshishim. Where it says Truma's Beshishim, Shmuel. So first Gemara asked Truma's Ayin Yofes Barboim. Okay, but then afterwards, so okay, it says Mesechil Drabon Daraisa. Then the Gemara says Shmuel himself Chita Achas Boteres Sakri. How could Shmuel say Truma's Beshishim when Chita Achas Boteres Sakri? So this is I saw Achronim asking the Gemara is the Kasha on the previous Yisuf. The Gemara should have no Kasha. Chita Achas Boteres Sakri for Afrasha. When Shmuel said Shishim, he was talking about the shear of Nesina Daraisa is Beshishim.
Akasha. Gemara gives a different answer. That for a truma de araisa, from a din de araisa, the shear is chita achas. For a truma, which are chayavin de araisa, Chazal gave you a shear of echa beraboyim. And for truma de rabbanon, mijabanon, the shear of echa beshisha. That's the Gemara's answer. Then the Gemara asks, what about peya? It says, peya is achas beshisha. What do you mean? We have a Mishnah. Eilu dvarim shen lem shear, ha peya. So how can you say shear is beshisha? So, once the Gemara introduced the Mishnah of Dvarim She'en Lahem Shear, Tosfos asked Akash. Tosfos brings a Yushalmi that says, Yushalmi asks, why doesn't the Mishnah mention Truma? Truma also doesn't have a Shear. Chita Achas B'Teres is a Kri. Chita Achas not a Shear. What? It has a Shear from the Nesina. So the Mishnah of Melech, Bleib Shver, the Tosfos Rid, how can you say that Truma requires Nesina Chashuva? The Raisa, the Yushalmi should have no kasha of why is Truma not in the Mishnah of Eilu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shear. It's not so shver mitzad. We said Tosfos already doesn't hold of Tosfos Rid. The Yushalmi asked the kasha. What's going on with the Yushalmi? So, and you see Rashi there. How Rashi says something interesting. Rashi implies that there's a shear the Raisa of Shishim by Truma lechachil de Raisa. Bechor he's not getting involved with the frosh and the Sina. Could be yeah. Could be no. Ayin Rashi there. Now, so once we have all of this, I just want to quote one more Gemara, and potentially with this Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tesvav and Aleph, it could be that the Rishonim are all learning Lishitasa. At this point, we have the Tosas Rid is Mefurish. There's two separate mitzvahs, Nesina requires Nesina Chashuva. The Ramban is Mefurish that Havrash and Nesina are two separate mitzvahs. It's not clear, he never says that you need Nesina Chashuva, but Kach Omrim Bedaito, Vekach Mestaber Bedaito. Masha Enkein, Tosvos, as you see from Tosvos and Chulin, by quoting the Yushalmi, Lachora, does not hold of the Yesod. And the Yushalmi Efshar doesn't hold of the Yesod as well. We can maybe be able to say Tosan Yushalmi Elishitasa and the Ridin Arban Elishitasa. Because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, says, it's by the Sukh of Yud Ches Tavar, says, Machoka Shammai Vehilo. Also mentioned in Edgius. Shammai says, a kav of the Isa is Nizachi of Chala, once I have a kav. And Hillel says, when you have kavayim, two kavs. So, is machlokas Rishonim what their machlokas is and how the numbers work out? So let's hold chesmo with the math for a moment. First, we'll say over Tosfos' pshat there. Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. An eifa is 18 kavim. Okay, again, the chiyuv of chala is besiras eifa. An eifa is 18 kavim. Now, 1/10 of 18 kavim, if you do a serious milabar, does a serious milagav, a serious milabar, which is either 1/10 after the fact or 1/10 before the fact. So they learn that Hillel and Shammai, Tosfos, B'Shem Yushalmi, is learning that Hillel and Shammai are learning that the Asirius Ha'efa is Asirius Milabar. So 1/10 of 18 is going to be 2, because that's 18 and 2 is 20, and that'll be 2 of 20, that's called Asirius Milabar. So we understand Hillel Shita, that since an Efa is 18 Kavim, and Asirius Ha'efa is going to be 1/10 of that, so that's 2 Kavim. That's Hillel Shita. What about Shammai? That says one kav. So since they had two achilas in the midbar, one baboker and one ba'erev, so what you do according to Shammai is you split that asiris ha'efa into two, and you take 1/10 of each portion. So 1/10 of the morning and 1/10 of the evening. So if they had 18, if you take 1/10 of the 18 kavim to the two kavim, and you apportion. I'm sorry, if you take the 18 kavim, you give nine to the nine in the morning and nine in the evening, 1/10 of that will be one kav. Kids, since the Asirius Ha'efa, according to Shammai, is 1/10 of each achila. So it goes down from two kavim to one kav. That's a Tosfos B'Shem Yushalmi. The Ramban is cholik there. The Ramban quotes Sefer HaYashar, Rabbein Tam. He doesn't like the pshat of Tosfos B'Shem Yushalmi. He doesn't assume that should be. You should go a serious milabar, and he has other kashas there as well. And he says, what does the pasuk say by challah? It says, tarimu truma. he understands that the Lashon of Tarimu is Lashon Nesina. And he says that the Shir of Ochlin, I assume he means Tumas Ochlin, is Kebetza. So he understands that the Shir of Nesina Chashuva is Kebetza. Less than a Betza is not called B'Mekayim Mitzvahs Nesina. So he says that the Machlokas Shammai and Hillel is who do you go after? Who's the Iker? The Baal HaBayis or the Nachtom? Baal HaBayis is 124th and Nachtom is 148th. So, back to the math. There are 24 Beitzim in one Kav. Okay? So, if the Chiyuv Chala begins at one Kav, so Shammai says you go after the Das Baal HaBayis. So the chiyuv of so that means that the chiyuv is going to be 124th. So there's 24 beitzim in one kav. So if I have one kav of isa, and that's when I'm chayev bechala, it's going to come out that I'm going to be giving one beitzim, and that's in the scene of chashuva. Hillel says the ikar is the das of the nachtom, 148. So for that, so. To make it that he also agrees that a nesina chashuva is one beitza. So to have what, how much is going to be? If I have to give one beitza, how do I get to 48 beitza? Two kavim. There's 24 beitzim in one kav. There's 48 beitzim in two kavim. So Hillel holds once I have an isa of two kavim, just 48 beitzim. That's when I'm chayav in challah, because it's going to come out that I'm going to give one beitza. And Shammai holds half of that, because you go after the Baal HaBayis. Who's the ikar? You go after the baker, you go after the Baal HaBayis. But what you see from this is that there's a shear in the Sina. The Sina is, and there's a shear of the Sina de Raisa. The Ramban says, Tarimu Teruma is in the Sina, and we're figuring out the shear of when the Chiyuv Chala is coming from a Nesina Chashuva. L'chore the Ramban did not want to say over the Pshat of Tosfos and the Yerushalmi because he didn't like the Pshat because of, he has certain kashas on Tosfos and Yerushalmi, but the Ramban is able to say this Pshat that the shear of Kav, that the Chiyuv of Chala begins either with Kav or with Kavayim, Shammai or Hillel, is because and that's the shear, and the reason is because with this shear I will be chayiv in a beitz a nesina the raisa beitza. That's only because nesina has a separate shear from hafrasha, and there's a shear the raisa of nesina. Tosvos b'shem the Yerushalmi, who we said before, Tosfos and Chulam b'shem the Yerushalmi did not hold of this pshat, could not say this pshat in the Gemara, because Tosfos b'shem the Yerushalmi holds that the shear of Truma is Chita Achas, so there's no din of Nesina Chashuva. What does Tosfos Rit say there? Tosfos Rit and Shabbos says very similar to Ramban, albeit a little bit different. He says both Shammai and Hillel say the shear is 124th, and so Shammai's worked out well, but according to Hillel, one second, let's work this out. According to Hillel, a shir chashuva is two beitzim. It's a machlokas Shammai and Hillel if the shir chashuva for nesina is one beitzim or two beitzim. So, according to Shammai, the shir begins at one kav, which is 24 beitzim, then I'll give one beitzim. According to Hillel, only with two kavim, which is 48 beitzim, only then, so in that case, I'm going to be chayiv, because since the chiyuv is only on the nesina chashuva, which is two beitzim according to Hillel, so 124th of 48 is two. Okay? What? The only part that changes is they both hold, you go bust with Das Baal HaBayis, 124th. It's just, what you're changing here is one beitzim nesina chashuva, or is two beitzim nesina chashuva. So since Hillel holds two beitzim nesina chashuva, that's only going to be, what's two beitzim? Two beitzim times 24 is 48 beitzim, which is two kavim, and that's where the chiyuv begins. The point is that Tosfos Rit and the Ramban, albeit they have a little bit different shatim, they both are holding that the shear of challah is noveya from how much my nesina is going to be, and that's in the nesina the raisa bein and the rid bein the Ramban. Tosfos Nishalmi lechora didn't go with that pshat because they don't hold of a shear the raisa of nesina. Efsher. Okay. Thank you very much.
I think we were talking about Korah.